This is 15-Minute Fundamentals, where we interview core contributors within crypto and gain insights into their day-to-day operations. In this episode, I'm joined by Hart Lamber, co-founder of Across Protocol, a cross-chain bridge for L2s and rollups secured by UMA's Optimistic Oracle. Cross-chain bridges are protocols that enable the transfer of information and assets between different blockchain networks. Similar to how not all companies in the world operate in a single jurisdiction, not all DAOs will operate on Ethereum. Given the limited capacity of a single blockchain, we're going to see a world with multiple different blockchains that interoperate with each other, with each chain being optimized for different kinds of use cases. In the real world, public infrastructure such as railroads, airports, etc. allow seamless transportation from one place to another, and cross-chain bridges are the equivalent infrastructure in crypto. The market opportunity for enabling the seamless transfer of information and assets between different blockchain networks is inevitably massive, and there are several projects currently working on the optimal solution for this. And while the demand for bridging is growing rapidly, it's not an easy task to build the optimal solution that tackles all the pain points in bridging, including speed, decentralization, cost and capital efficiency, and most importantly, security, as cross-chain bridges unfortunately dominate the ranking of the largest DeFi exploits. In this episode with Hart, we discuss what Across Protocol is and what makes it unique. We assess the market opportunity and the approach that Across is taking to build a sustainable business. We learn about the team behind the project, current growing pains, and more. Hi, Hart. Welcome to 15-Minute Fundamentals. It is great to finally have you on.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Awesome. Now, before we start diving into the details, could you just give us a quick introduction to Across for anyone that might not yet be familiar?
Absolutely. Very simply, Across is a cross-chain token bridge. We're very much focused on bridging between EVM chains, and we like to think of Across as the most capital efficient bridge out there, which we think gives the protocol a long run competitive advantage in pricing.
And how would you describe the core problem that Across is solving? So in another way, like the purpose of your being?
Yeah, I mean, the problem very simply is how do you move tokens from one blockchain to another or to a different L2? And how do you do that quickly, cheaply, and probably most importantly, securely? And so our core problem is just trying to solve that token bridging problem. And we can get into more about like our difference between our competitors, but we are very much interested in token bridging. We are not focused on arbitrary messaging or sending messages between protocols, at least not right now.
Yeah. And let's dive into that on what makes you different. And I guess the bridge market in general, because there are lots of solutions out there that kind of technically work in different ways. So would be awesome to get a breakdown of how Across is positioned in this whole space, and kind of followed up by a bit of an overview of your product and how it works.
Yeah, totally. Let's start high level about like the bridging universe and where Across is. And then I think your listeners will want to get more technical about what we do differently. So to starting point, the bridging space is broken up into what I call like lock and mint bridges versus what are probably called liquidity networks. And so a lock and mint bridge is I go on one protocol, I lock my asset on the source bridge, and I mint a representation of it on the destination. So a good example of this would be like Wormhole. Wormhole does this to mint representations of your asset on other chains. The other type of bridge is what we'll call like a liquidity network, where I want the canonical version of the token on both chains. So I basically would have Ethereum on chain A, and I want the canonical version of Ethereum on chain B. And Across very much sits on the liquidity network side of things, where we are only interested in bridging canonical tokens. We are not interested in creating representations of tokens on those other chains. And I think this is fundamentally what users will ultimately demand, because the representations of tokens of other chains can be useful in context, but it's also scary, because if anything ever goes wrong in that bridge, you could lose the backing collateral of that token representation. So then within liquidity networks, there are a series of bridges in the space. Across focuses on capital efficiency. So in our mind, what really makes a bridge work well is how much volume can you transfer with how little capital? And I think this is like an underappreciated metric or underappreciated point that I also think like token terminal listeners will find quite interesting or relevant. Because if you just think about it from a pure financial perspective, capital has a cost, like TVL has a cost. You have to pay to keep that capital around. And you can't pay them that much if you need a lot of TVL to do a little bit of volume. So the more volume you can do with the less TVL, the more you're going to be able to compensate your LPs, or alternatively, the lower you're going to be able to have your fees. It's just the more efficient your bridge is going to become. So Across is very much focused on capital efficiency, and we have a few tricks up our sleeve on how we do that. And it's also worth mentioning that although capital efficiency is where we think our competitive advantage is, we take decentralization and security extremely seriously. And we think of ourselves as a truly decentralized bridge where our security model is the other thing that I work on, Uma's Optimistic Oracle. Uma's Optimistic Oracle is what we use to secure the whole protocol in what is a truly trustless and decentralized way, which we can also get into.
Amazing breakdown. Now, I would love to open the hood into how you achieve that capital efficiency, because I feel that we're in a stage in the market where people are slowly starting to appreciate these nuances, which in general, the first solution to bridge assets was like, okay, as long as I can bridge assets, it's fine. But now there are alternatives out there, and people really want to focus on what's the most efficient way to do it and which protocols are doing the best. So could you maybe explain the tricks that you are using to enable it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I completely agree. We're like, the model for how token bridging should work is continuing to evolve, and it's not figured out yet. One of our biggest points here is it's not like everybody's figured out the best way to bridge tokens yet, but we think our approach is pretty novel and kind of at the forefront of how to do this. So how it works, Across has this concept of having a hub, which is on Ethereum, and then spoke pools on the different other blockchains. And what the protocol does is there is no concept of slippage. There is no underlying like automated market maker involved in our protocol, which is different from a lot of liquidity networks. Rather, we have an actor we call a relayer. And what a relayer does is if Bob wants to bridge from Optimism to Arbitrum, let's say, the relayer will go and front Bob the money on the destination chain and then ask the protocol to repay them. And this relayer function does have a capital cost. The relayer fronts money for a brief period of time, but they're able to very quickly fill the end user. So it keeps things very fast, and fees are very consistent. They're like kind of constant. What we're able to do though is pay the relayer back wherever they want to get paid. And the kind of unique feature we have is the protocol will rebalance the balances of the spoke pools and the hub pools using the canonical bridges, which lets us rebalance flows very cheaply and without relying on like arbitrage to pay other actors to rebalance flows. So what ends up happening here is a bunch of bridge volume goes through with relayers fronting transactions back and forth. They ask to get repaid in certain space destinations. The protocol, if it has liquidity on that source to pay back the relayer, no problem, pays them back. But it can use the canonical bridges to rebalance all the liquidity in the system at any given time. And this means that we need less latent capital in the system to keep everything running.
Got it. I think the next logical question to build on that is to dive a bit into your financials. I would love to hear who pays fees for what and how they're split between different stakeholders on Across.
Yes. So there are a few actors in the system, but it is pretty simple to reason through. The bridge user pays fees. That makes sense. So you want to bridge from A to B, you pay some fee. Our fees are actually quite low right now, but again, that's due to our capital efficiency here. But they are the one user paying fees into the system. That fee then gets split between the liquidity providers. So we do have LPs in our system that are providing what I like to think of as like the working capital for the protocol to be efficient. So the bridge user pays fees that are shared between the LP that gets the majority of the fee, and then the relayer that filled their transaction also gets a small percentage of the fee. So that's your breakdown. So relayers make a small cut. LP fees that are providing the kind of the working capital take a bigger cut. In the future, the ACX token can vote to turn on a fee switch where token holders would get some portion of the fees. So in that sense, it looks very much like a Uniswap style fee model where there could be a fee in the future that gets turned on that goes to the ACX token holders. That's currently not happening. But yeah, that's the breakdown of how the economics flow through the system.
Got it. Now, just to confirm one point on the relayers, is it a permissionless system where anyone can join as a relayer?
It is. There are not that many relayers right now. Like it is what I'd call a specialized role, but it is permissionless and anyone can be one. And that's actually something we think is pretty important. We're pretty focused on the permissionless nature of the system. And relayers, again, it's an interesting role where a relayer is basically making short-term, like one-hour type loans, and they're charging like a tiny fee. But as an APY, like over the fee you charge on a one-hour loan, it can be pretty tiny, but still be a really good annualized return. So it's an interesting role that I don't think has a lot of parallels in the rest of DeFi or crypto right now.
Yeah. So you've introduced an innovative model for people to capital and cost-efficiently bridge assets between EVM chains. Now, what does your team look like building this product at the moment?
The team behind this, the team is Risk Labs, which is the foundation that supported the UMA protocol, which is this optimistic oracle system that, again, is our security model. We optimistically secure protocol. We've been building in the crypto and DeFi space for almost 5 years now. So the Risk Labs team has a lot of OGs and has written a lot of code that has lasted the test of time, let's say. But I think what's most interesting about the Across team is the financial expertise we have around the table. So I was a bond trader. I was an interest rate trader at Goldman for 8 years. My actual former boss works on the Across team. He was there for 15 years, a guy that I worked with for a long time. He's a true markets expert. And another guy that actually ran Goldman's swaps desk is also on our team. And we spent a lot of time thinking about capital efficiency and the kind of mechanism, the financial design of the system. And I think that this is our coolest competitive advantage, where we are really able to think through how actors in the system are compensated and how to make this the most capital efficient design possible.
I love that, and how strategically you are thinking about everything here. And that also, in my mind, raises a point that you're not coming in just to build a solution for fun. You're also thinking of it as a business and a market that has potential to be disrupted and to build something sustainable in the long run. So, I mean, just at a high level, how do you view the bridge market? What is like your thesis, like the bull case for Across from a market potential perspective?
That is a very good question. And back up for a second. Right now, there is a lot of talk on a multi-chain future. Okay, cool. So we're going to have multiple chains. That all makes sense. A lot of protocols are promoting arbitrary messaging, like the need to send messages between blockchains. And a lot of bridging protocols are very much focused on the arbitrary messaging side of things. And I think this is all well and good, and there is a need for that. But I'm increasingly trying to work on a bit of a different thesis here, where I'm less convinced that in the future, everybody's going to be sending tons of messages between blockchains, because it's like, it's tricky. And I think it's hard to keep security up there. And there's a bunch of kind of, it's hard to program, hard to develop on. I am personally more of the thesis that we will have these different blockchains, but the way they'll get used is people will send value, like they'll send assets between them and then do things on that blockchain. And then when they're done, send assets back. And not to say there won't be any cross-chain messaging, that'll definitely exist. But I could see a world where the abstraction layer is actually sitting at the wallet, where the wallet is kind of abstracting away what blockchain you're sitting on, but value is moving between them. And I'm of the opinion that we are not spending enough energy thinking through how to do token bridging optimally. Basically, people are focusing on this messaging side of things, when I think that's all well and good, but the token bridging, we haven't figured out yet enough. And so I think one of our differentiating factors is Across is very much focused on how do we do token bridging the best? And our view is that that is going to be a critically important point of this multi-chain future.
Yeah. And I think if you're able to remove the friction from transferring value between blockchain ecosystems, the market opportunity there is also quite massive. So that was a really good overview. Then going back to kind of your current operations, I'd love to hear what the main drivers or challenges are related to your current growth.
Competition. Like right now, the bridging space is just super competitive. And it's competitive in a way where it is hard for, I think, the best designs to get the mind share that they maybe deserve. So something we're currently focused on, and we have some new people on our team that I think are really excellent, I'm excited about. But Across hasn't tapped into the broader mind share as much as I would like it to. And I think we have really innovative ideas and interesting designs that I really do think the crypto ecosystem will like to hear about. We need to do a better job of being loud about that. So competition is hard. We have extremely competitive fees and speeds, but there is a lot of projects fighting hard for volume right now. And yeah, so that's like our biggest competitive challenge. And we look at it as just taking a long-term view here, where we want to build a product that is, like you said earlier, it's like a good business. It's sustainable long-term. And we want to do that by strengthening our long-term competitive advantages, like capital efficiency. And that's our game plan.
Yeah. So like from a business development perspective, right now, it's just making noise, raising awareness for Across, getting users that way, right?
Exactly.
Then I want to speak about the ACX token quickly. You mentioned that, well, its function is in governance. Holders can at some point in the future decide on possibly turning on a fee switch. Does it currently have any other purpose than being a governance token?
Governance token with a fee switch is its purpose. We have a very cool design that I think is worth highlighting to everyone here too, around the token is also used as an added incentive for people that LP funds, provide liquidity into the protocol too. And we have a very interesting and fairly innovative design we call reward locking, which means the rate of rewards you earn increases the longer you stay locked without claiming your rewards. So I call it like an APY multiplier. And so if you stay locked, if you stay committed to supporting the protocol for, you know, 100 days, you'll earn like three times the incentive as if you were to just immediately claim your tokens. And so we actually think it's a very cool way to build long-term partners and long-term kind of supporters of the protocol by incentivizing long-term thinking and long-term behavior.
Got it. Yeah. And then for this interview, I just have one last question, which is what's next for Across? I mean, I know we covered a lot of topics on current challenges, biz dev focus, and what you're working on. But is there anything else you'd like to share or can share from your mid to long-term roadmap?
Yeah, we're going to go to more chains. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious. But I think the cool part about this, so one of Across's unique advantages that no other bridging protocol does is we do use canonical bridges to rebalance flows between our protocol. And that is a big strategic advantage because we're able to cheaply and quickly rebalance without having to pay arbitrageurs to do so. It's also been a hindrance to us moving to other chains, because if chains don't have canonical bridges, we can't do that. But the teaser I have here is we figured out some clever ways to move to other chains without necessarily needing a canonical bridge, but getting most of the advantages we have. So that's what's next. It's us figuring out how to get to more chains while maintaining the capital efficiency of what we've done to date. And I'm pretty stoked about that.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Hart, for the comprehensive overview of Across. I truly enjoyed it. And I hope that we can do this again in the near future once things have progressed a bit to see where you are. Thank you.
Likewise. Thanks so much for having me.